Yeah, we're making power moves, rocking a Detroit groove to some American dudes out making power moves. Straight out of Grand Blanc, Michigan, rocking a coal one in each hand. My buddy Dave and I are Americans, just making power moves, ripping heaters and chugging paps. Natty light with no class, blowing shit up and chasing ass. Yeah, we're making power moves. Yeah, we're making power moves. Right to a Detroit groove.
And we're back. Welcome to Power Moves, episode 213. I'm your host, Mike Burns. And joining me, all the way from Dallas, yeehaw, Texas, it's your best bud, Gnarly Zach. Gnarly, welcome to the program.
What's up, man?
You know, sometimes I don't think we get enough time to hang out on the Monday Night Beer Show. I feel like a lot of the conversations we want to have are squashed. I feel like the other two folks on our program, like anytime we want to talk about some real adult stuff, then
it gets shut down.
It's shut down immediately. And it's not even bad. I think that Pop and Vince both know where we're going to go with it before it happens. And they're like, well, you can't even start to talk about whatever this is. And then I take a bottle of guff and say, well, that's more of a power moves thing. Like, what are you talking about? It's just all the same stuff. Come on, guys.
They see that the twinkle we get in our eye when it comes up.
Both of our pupils get erect. And then...
Hell yeah, dude.
Uh-huh. But then, like, if Pop Man wants to talk about some foul doo-doo stuff or some lady talk, then it's all okay. I think we're typecast. I think that the cops are pulling us over for what we look like. I don't think it's fair.
Oh, for sure. Getting profiled, man.
Getting profiled on our own show. Unbelievable. How are you transitioning? How's the transition to Texas going? Because we check in every couple episodes, and there's always some progress. You know, we started, if you remember, when you first moved there, it was a whole different ball game. We were concerned about you, but now you seem like you're having a better life than ever.
Yeah, I mean, I'm in a really good headspace right now. You know, just working, literally. It's all I do.
It's tough to change from like a Los Angeles to a whole other community like that. And I didn't understand that until maybe in the last 6 months, 7 months, that, oh, it's traumatic to have to uproot your whole life and all your pals be, they're all taken away and you have to rebuild yourself completely. And I didn't understand that, oh, that's probably some trauma shit. If I had a therapist that I should probably talk to them about.
Yeah, man, I'm not being a slut anymore. I kind of gave that up for a little bit. It's exhausting.
It is exhausting.
Taking a little break. Very close to getting my own place. I have a shit ton of cash saved up. The gambling at the casino has helped tremendously with that.
Sure.
But I am going back home May 31st for a weekend.
Well, there you go.
So I'm looking very forward to that.
You go
get my flight.
Go get all your jollies out for a little weekend.
Yeah, gonna go on a little bender. It's gonna be fun.
Maybe a little slutting. Maybe dip your toe back in. I understand what you mean by that, though. At a certain point, it becomes exhausting to like.
Yeah, it's like I don't want to talk to you.
I don't
even want to do this. I don't want to have to leave. Like, I just want to go home, dude. I just want to be left alone.
Yeah, you think like you go through this period of being single and you're like, I just do whatever I want, date whoever I want, hang out late, and it's fun for a little while, and then it's like, yeah, this is beating me up.
This sucks.
I should have stayed up that late on Tuesday. I should have came home and watched some Netflix and ate some food and gone to bed, and instead. The slut behavior lends itself to nighttime activities.
Mm-hmm. Like, I tell the chicks I work with, I'm like, how come no one just wants to love me, dude? They just like want to fuck me out here. Like, no one's like just trying to get to know me. Like, I'm so just niche. Like, I'm the out of towner. Everyone's just trying to bang. I'm like, this sucks, dude. I'm being used.
You are. You're too fuckable, Gnarly.
And then like one of the girls I work with was like, at a restaurant last week. And she was like, everyone knows about you. I'm like, what are you talking about? She's like, Texas is a small town. People talk. Like, you're the hot commodity from LA. And I was like, I fucking hate this shit.
You are the town slut now. You're undateable.
I think it's a haircut. It's a new haircut. I don't wear a hat anymore.
You think? Yeah, the hat does. The hat can take you down a few notches. Unless there's a lot of chicks who are very into a dude in a baseball hat. Like, that's like their type. They prefer you with a baseball hat. But when you let the handsome go with a fresh cut, then I think your odds increase, even though you're cutting out a certain chunk of the fishing pool.
Yeah, this Liam Gallagher haircut's fucking putting in the work.
I can't believe that flies in. Well, I guess you're in a hipster area. That's where you kind of frequent.
Yeah, I looked out that the bar I work at is very like, I'm at home. Like, a lot of like artists, musician people are like always up in that bitch. Like, a lot of like-minded progressive people go there. You get your like weird like southern dudes, but it's a very cool like accepting crowd.
Right. It's like a Austin adjacent crowd.
Yeah, except for these fucking, because of the basketball playoffs, everyone's like, oh, we're going to beat your Clippers. We're going to beat your fuck. I'm like, they're not my fucking Clippers, dude. Shut up, fucking nerds.
Are they still your, like, are they still your Lakers? Are you still claiming that?
Dude, that fucking game on Monday was rough.
I love it.
We watched that as a family, dude. And that buzzer beaters ripped our hearts out.
I just
that game
it.
Was just so frustrating because we had it, dude. I don't know why they switched up the game plan in the second half. Anthony Davis should have had like 65 points.
Well,
they went away from running the pick and roll that they did in the first half that the Nuggets didn't have an answer to. And then LeBron did his fucking, I'm a ball hog and take over, and didn't work.
For me, it's a very simple answer. Multi-pronged, but Nuggets are fucking incredible. And LeBron James is one of the biggest bitches in the history of basketball. And AD also, huge bitch. Big, complaining, whiny bitch.
He had a great game.
I know.
They couldn't stop.
I know.
And then they stopped giving him the ball in the second half. It was like, what are we doing?
No consistency from him, though. He's every other game. That's what Anthony Davis is. Every other game, Anthony Davis. And LeBron James has just become almost like he's got some sort of mental condition. The crybaby,
yeah,
foul
39.
Calls. It's strange. I feel like it's gone beyond someone who's – he's completely not self-aware, or he is and doesn't care.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so rampant. The clips – that you'll see on the Insta of LeBron James whining about foul calls, and then they'll back him up. They'll put him back to back with Michael Jordan fouls where he just gets mauled and there's no call.
Mm-hmm.
And then someone just breathes on LeBron James as he has an open lane layup, and he starts losing his mind to the ref. I'm like, how fucking warped are you at this point that you that you fucking think that it's acceptable to do this, and that it, the optics of it are absolutely horrible. I used to like LeBron James. I was a truther, and I fully supported him. Now I just can't stand him. I want him to have. I mean, like in that Chappelle haters player haters ball sketch. I want all the bad things in the world to happen to LeBron James. All the bad things, none of them to me. I just want LeBron James' life to be absolute dog shit.
Right. I mean, at least I get to watch the game today at work. It's a big perk.
That is nice. If you work,
the game is just all playoff hockey, basketball is just on all the time when I'm there.
Dude, it just makes the time fly by if you have that.
Yeah, especially like if it's slow, nothing's happening, I can just like sit on the bar and just stare at the TV, right. Drink a club soda.
Game's 3 hours, bang, 3 hours of your shift disappeared by the end of the game. It's fantastic. It makes time move much faster than staring at a clock, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
You told me that you're going to get upgraded at the old job there.
Yeah, man, bartending, baby. Been training all week.
That's
start getting that shift on Monday. Pretty sweet.
Well, that's really bad.
I'm working on Cinco de Mayo, too.
It's really bad for you not wanting to be the town slut, getting upgraded to bartender.
My buddy Raph was telling me that. He's like, yeah, dude, you're not going to be a bar back anymore. He's like, you're going to get way more pussy.
You're going to have to change that haircut or something, or buzz your head again. Your hair's
just give me them tips, dude. Just give me all those tips. Money.
Cinco de Mayo, you'll be floating in it for sure.
Yeah, these people can't believe that shit out here.
I follow your work on Instagram. Every single time they put a post up, their social media is done really well because it makes me insanely jealous and want to go to mm-hmm. that bar so fucking bad. They're so perfect with, they post babes, they post hot dogs, they post people having a good time. It's very enticing. It looks like the place to fucking be.
Yeah, there's never like a moment where we're like, oh, this shit sucks. Like, we don't get like those kind of people coming there and just like start shit. Everyone's just fucking hanging out, minds their own business. Like, me and the chicks I work with, we talk about, like, it doesn't feel like we even go to work. It's more of like, who are we going to see come in tonight kind of thing, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. You have a clubhouse.
We're just hanging out. Yeah, yeah. We're just posting up. Everyone knows us, likes us. Like, our group of regulars tip us very well, take care of us. We take care of them.
Sure. It's like you build a community in a smaller place like that of
mm-hmm.
the people that come to frequent a bar like that. It's almost like they're checking in for work as well. It's the same thing. You just play a role mm-hmm. where you give them the drinks and they play a role where they sit there, but you're both equally at work to a certain extent.
Yeah, man.
It's like
midnight,
like an Empire Records, like that. You know, the Empire Records gang, they didn't feel bad about going to work. They were excited to go to work. And then it was that one sexual predator guy day. I forget what his name was. That bangs that chick in the break room or something. And then everyone steamed. That could have been a great movie if it was full rated R, like full on. They should have put as much foul language, a little more drug use into it. That would have been an incredible, legendary movie. Still good, but it's a little teeny. It leans just a little mm-hmm. bit teeny, but we could have put more nudity in that film and ramped up the debauchery for what it actually probably was going on with a bunch of dirtbags working in a record store. Like, that was essentially Tower Records that had more potential. Even so, still a good movie. Still a good movie. So I remember my sister, four years younger than me, and she loved Ethan Embry. So she was obsessed with that. Because my sister liked that movie and had a crush on one of the stars, it's like took the cool card away from me immediately. I just watched it because I love that dude goes and he's all pissed off, the owner guy, and he gets into his office, and he just starts ripping drums to If You Want Blood, AC/DC.
Ooh.
Which was a deeper cut at the time. It was like you had to look up without internet. You had to go to a record store. And I was like, I never heard this on the radio. And there you go. It's off Highway to Hell, I believe.
God damn, dude.
There you go.
Fucking yawning.
Well, you got to get to work. This is when you start to, your body starts to shut down. It's like, oh.
I go to bed at like 6, dude.
That's insane.
Yeah, I'm like, get off sometimes like 4 o'clock, and then I get home, I'm just up.
Yeah, I get it. When I worked in a bar, and I was leaving the bar at like 4 and taking the train home to Brooklyn from Manhattan, and you'd have to wait. I'd walk in the door sometimes 5:30, just trying to get home, exhausted as fuck, and your shift drinks have worn off, and now you're just like, awake and hungover, and the sun comes up, and
you're like,
which is fine. Like, for you, if you've got to work the next day, it's like, I don't mind sleeping the day away because your day is just going to start later. But if it's a day off and you want to go out and have an afternoon, you got to really choose between sacrificing your mental health for having a good time. Fucking, it's always, I would always pick the good time, and then oops, I didn't sleep for 4 days.
Yeah, just can't wait till I get my own place, a lot closer to my job, and then once that happens, it's game over, man. I'll really be cruising.
Right. Well, we'll all be back in a place of stability once again.
Yeah, then once I get that situated, you got to get your ass out here. I'm going to tear it up, dude.
I would love to. It looks fun. I'll come out there and do nothing but follow you around to work, and you can show me where I buy Texas foods, and that's about it.
Yeah, man, I'll show you the ways.
Let me guess, bartender. You think you can put a word in? Yeah, let Burns open a few Lone Stars for everybody.
Yeah, I guess there's like a strike with like Anheuser-Busch or something, so we don't have bottled Lone Star anymore.
Oh, that's got to be a problem. People must ask for that on a nonstop basis.
They've adjusted. It's just the cans now. But yeah, I didn't know that was a thing. Like, yeah, there's a strike happening.
Is it just the bottling people are upset?
I think so, something like that. I haven't really looked into it. This is like all three different people told me, and I'm like, okay.
It could be two different factories, and that specific bottling factory is like, man, we don't like this. We need more money. They forgot cans existed.
I love that shit.
They forgot
cans rule. I like cans, man.
Oh, cans are far superior.
Mm-hmm.
I had to ask at my local joint why they didn't have Pabst PBR cans. Like, they just don't. They just never have. And I was like, that's
weird. They have bottles?
I think they might have for a little while, but it wasn't a regular thing.
Mm.
I didn't understand. I was like, this is strange. You're the type of bar that should have PBR cans. And they finally got them. I stopped in on Sunday to just have a couple, and a bartender comes up, and I don't remember doing this, but she says, we got those PBR cans you want in, Mikey. Yeah, we got a whole bunch of them. You got to drink them. I'm like, shit, because I didn't feel like one. I kind of felt like a Tito's and pineapple kind of Sunday afternoon. Uh-huh. So I was like, fine. And I sat there, I drank like six of them. I'm like, I got to get rid of these things.
Yeah, dude.
And then the next bartender came in. She goes, oh, you found out we got your PBR in. I'm like, when did I really lay into this? I can see myself doing it. Like, what the fuck? You should get those. I drink them all the time. Now they got all.
Just got them. They're forcing you to have them.
Whole section of the fridge. So I got to decide whether I just tell them, hey, man, you don't need to get like way more of those. Just like a six pack every couple months would be good.
Yeah, just leave it in the back for me.
It is refreshing. Like, they're like $2.50. I mean, that's what those should cost.
Dude, I'm hooked now on you know me as a Fernet man, but then there's another version of Fernet. It's the Fernet Branca Menta. That one bangs so hard. Have you had that one? It's like the bluer label.
I think I have.
It's minty. It's like a little more mintier.
Yeah, it hits harder with the menthol, essentially.
Yeah, it's so good, dude.
I think I have.
I love that shit.
I think I have had that because it reminded me just aesthetically of Cool Colt 45, which was the first
thing. Yeah, it's very nice.
Well, Cool Colt 45, not very nice, but that's the first thing I got drunk on. At some point, and then this has got to be the mid-90s, early 90s, Colt 45 decided that they were going to make menthol malt liquor, which is probably the most racist product of all time. It's like, well, we sell a lot of these this malt liquor to the African Americans, and they seem to like menthol cigarettes. What if we made menthol malt liquor? It's just,
ugh.
You fucking serious? And
just poison.
But for me, somebody who was not a big drinker at the time, I was like, oh shit, it's like minty beer. Oh, that's probably delicious. I got this guy, Crazy Cooter. He went and bought me a 40 of it. I gave him $5 and he kept the change. He thought that was pretty sweet because it was like $2. It was like July, middle of July, blazing hot, like 94 degrees at night. No air conditioning. I'm at my buddy's house and his parents are out of town. So we go for a walk around the block and we got 40s. Like fucking half a block away, I'm three quarters deep into this, and it got butt ass hot. So now I'm drinking hot malt liquor with menthol flavoring, and I choked it all down in that heat. That was like a proper buzz. Like, I don't think I get a buzz necessarily. I might get more relaxed, but that was like a this is what getting drunk feels like. Very possible I puked that up, but I don't think so. I think it just felt like shit afterwards.
Jesus Christ, Bernsie. They for sure don't make that anymore, right?
There's no fucking way that they made that for more than a year. I can't see that being a thing.
God damn it, dude.
Mm-hmm. Were you so foul? Were you a 40 guy like in your youth?
Yeah, man. Mickey's, dude. Last time I had one, we were in Denver. We were at a barcade before the Rockies game, and they sold 40s. And I don't know why. I was like, I want one. And then, like, after I had like half of it, I was like, I don't want this anymore.
Oh yeah,
too much,
dude. You go into a cool divey bar, and they've got 40s. It's so enticing. You got to get one, and then it's a bad idea.
Yeah, you have to drink it like hella fast.
Right. You need a big ass koozie for that. Someone must make the perfect 40 koozies.
Perfect's the 32-ounce High Life bottle. That's like perfect.
Yeah, yeah, I would agree. The court is
can just rip that real quick.
Right, you're taking 8 ounces off because it's that bottom 8 ounces that really gets you.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it's, this is dicey. I don't know if this is even beer anymore.
Yeah, that was my move going to shows as a kid, like backyard gigs, to get a 32-ounce of High Life and then a tall can of 211 Steel Reserve, and I was set.
Oh, yeah. That'll take care of you for a show.
Yeah, we ripped the 211 first and then just wash it down with the High Life, and I was good for the night.
We did a lot of 40s. We always drank. We used to do grab bags. Someone would go to the store. They get the big brown shopping bag, and they'd buy a bunch of 40s. And then bring them back, and you had to reach your hand in, and whatever you got, you got. Sometimes it was like a St. Ide special brew, which like their fruit punch type of drink, or you get an Iceman, and then there'd always be something awful in there, like Old English Ice or something, and be like, oh no, fuck you.
That's the first 40 I threw up.
Old English?
Mm-hmm.
OE 800, yeah, that's my jam. Drink it in a bottle, 40 quart or can. I did like some malt liquors. In Brooklyn, I drank Country Club malt liquor quite a bit because it was cheap, but it tasted okay. I remember Iceman was okay. But yeah, a couple of them were thick. In college, I used to get 64-ounce bottles of OE, which you want to talk about shit going south towards the end. You know, because they made a 6.4, obviously, because it aligned with the popularity of the 6.4 Impala and the popularity of OE from your Ice Cubes, your Easy E's, etc. But boy, oh boy, that was like the last 20-some ounces that were really, really not good. And it was like, it was the biggest fucking jug of swill. I don't understand.
Nope.
Some part of me wonders, are some of these high-octane beers that are all fancy that kind of taste like shit, are those just malt liquor? Is that really what this is? They just took...
I gotta be, man.
You know what I mean, though? Because you get some, you get like a micro beer that's a fucking whatever, and it's $8, and oh, this is good. It's got a lot of different notes and flavors, and it's 8%. So you try it, and you're like, this is fine for a sip, but this is terrible.
Yeah, they're just putting makeup on malt liquor, dude.
Right.
And selling it.
Right. Did they take
for $12 and shit in a little glass?
Did they take a lower income product and then try to sell it to like hipsters? Is that what eventually happened with those?
We should do that with prison wine, dude. Just like name it something else, you know.
Maybe that's what all those like
natural wines
all those
are.
Natural wines are just prison wines.
Oh, Cruno.
Yeah, that was before all my handles were Pizza Nacho 69. They were all toilet wine. I was at toilet wine. Pruno.
I think I'm gonna do that for my birthday this year. I'm gonna make some prison wine at my mom's house.
You should
have everyone come over and we just all go into a rage.
To get some dandelions, make some dandelion prison wine. Just call it all natural.
Just get sick as fuck,
dude. You just got to get like some blank screw caps and a clear shitty wine bottles. You fill it up, and then you put like a natural label on there, and like handwritten cool. You put Gnarly's Pruno. People buy that shit for $40 at the cheese shop.
Dude, you had some like fresh 21-year-olds come in the other day, and they were just ripping a Malibu rum and Coke.
Jesus Christ.
They got so drunk, and then one of them, there was only three of them. They maybe had two rounds of those, and they're already kind of buzzed up. And the kid comes up, and he's like, can we get six Malibu and Cokes? And the guy I was working with was like, there's only three. You just want three doubles? Like, I'm not going to give you fucking six Malibus and Cokes, dude. Like,
rookies.
He's like, yeah, fuck it. And some green tea shots. People can't believe green tea shots out here. They love that shit.
Dude, I never had those. It was something that I just never experienced. I went out with this chick, and first bar we're at, we did like four of those. And then we went to another bar, and she ordered like six. And like somewhere along the way, I was like, hey, I ain't paying for all this shit on a first date. I've spent like $170 on green tea shots that I don't even care
about. Yeah, they're
like
$10 a pop, dude.
Right. What is it? It's a Jameson.
Peach schnapps, like simple syrup, lemon juice or lime juice or some shit.
Like a Midori is like the melon liquor that makes it green.
No. When we do them, they're not even that green. They just taste like it.
Huh.
It's like the whole thing. And there's like a white tea shot. It's kind of like the similar thing. They all just taste like Arizona.
I've done a white tea shot. I do like the green tea shots are great. The popular one here are the BPs. That's everybody drinks BPs, which is...
What's a BP?
For months, maybe a fucking year, I drank these. People bought them for me. This dude, Juan, the homie who works at a Mexican restaurant, always coming in, hey, Bernsie, you want some BPs? Hey, dog. And dude, fucking all excited for him, only drinks BPs. And they are, I think it's Crown and Great Pucker. And I think that's it. I think it's Crown and Great Pucker. Oh, Crown, Great Pucker, and Red Bull. Anyway, I drink these forever, and I finally asked the bartender, like, what the fuck is BP? And she goes, Bruised Pussies.
Oh, my God.
And I hear this out of like, normal, everyday people's mouths. It's just so built into the society that it's not even weird.
Bruised Pussies?
Bruised Pussies, yeah, because they're purple. It's a purple shot. It's called a Bruised Pussy.
I don't like that at all, man. I like foul shit, but that's a rough name, dude. You got to change that.
It's a rough fucking name, yeah. And that's what was shocking. Was like, you'll see, like, a lady who's, like, a retired school teacher getting BPs for all my friends.
Oh, school teachers get wasted, dude. They're the worst.
Oh, yeah. Well, especially
in
summer.
They come in entitled as shit, just fucking getting drunk as fuck.
Dude, hold tight for summer vacation, because that's when they get loose. You better lock down your fucking underpants, because you get some wild-ass teachers coming in there with the fucking 3 months off, seeing you and your little Oasis haircut. You're going to be getting...
Last Friday, we had a group of old ladies celebrating a birthday, and I was like clearing their table, and they kept being like, when are you going to just sit down with us? And I was like, it's 9:30, ma'am. I'm sorry, after work. They're like, come on, eat a hot dog with us. Sit down. I was like, I can't, dude. I'd love to, but I can't.
You're getting hit on the same way that, like, hot chick waitresses do. Like, hey, come on, sit down with us, Tina, have us a drink. I'm like, I gotta fucking work, you pieces of shit.
You want to go to a Stars game? Let me know what you need. You need new shoes? I'm like, I'm okay.
Maybe that's what you need. You need a sponsor.
Well, some dude, some chick, she was ugly. She was like, you look like Jason Schwartzman. And I was like, you need to stop talking to me. I was like, don't you ever say some shit like that again, dude. You're cut off now.
Yeah, that's not a like, oh, cool. Oh, really? You think so?
That guy sucks, bro.
That'd be like if some chicks told me I look like Steve Ballmer, like owner of Clippers. Like, you look like Steve Ballmer. The fuck? No, he's like rich and successful. I don't fucking care.
Guy's like a tomato. He kind of looks like Chef Boyardee if he had a hat on.
If you gave him the mustache? Mm-hmm. Dude, Chef Boyardee, if he was a real dude, would be so fucking rich, he could buy an NBA team. Chef Boyardee owns the fucking LA Clippers now. He's sitting on the sidelines with a hat, bunch of chicks.
The food's just terrible.
That's all they sell now.
The Chef Boyardee lounge.
I'll fuck with once every 2 years, I'll fuck with a can of ravioli. And then I'm like,
yeah, I'm had that shit.
Yeah. And once I'll see it on sale or something, I'll be like, oh, fuck it. I'll throw it in the cupboard. I'll need something to eat later, whatever. And then I eat it and I'm like, that was a mistake. What is this made out of? There's no way this pasta stands up in this can, and this meat is way below Taco Bell grade.
Yeah.
It's like if you put meat in a toothpaste tube, it just...
Yeah, it's like dog food.
Yeah, basically. There's no... What do they make shit like that out of? It has to just be... They're not taking perfectly good hamburger beef of any sort. Whatever they're getting is like they're just boiling a carcass and taking all the scraps.
It's probably the same shit like that they get hot dogs from. I feel like hot dogs might even be cleaner.
Probably, yeah. Also, like...
Dude, I just love hot dogs. This shit on Instagram. What I see on Instagram right now? There's this shit at the Rangers games. And you'll love this. It's $32. And it's, I'm looking at it right now, called the Boomstick. It's got a big ass thing of nachos, a triple cheeseburger, and like a 2 foot hot dog. Or it's a chili cheese dog. And it's $32.
That's not a bad deal as far as
what. No, it's like a four foot trough, dude. It looks badass. I'll send it to you.
I would definitely
buy. But for that
price,
that's like two beers at fucking Dodger Stadium.
Right. I would definitely buy that. The problem is that, man, I don't want all that in me when I'm out trying to drink at a sporting event. I'm just, fuck.
Then you have to make sure you have at least like four people with you so you guys could lap it, you know? Oh, otherwise, yeah. Like, if you try to take that to your seat and it's like just two of you, like whoever's next to you is going to be like, yo, what the fuck is this shit? Like,
get this shit out of my fucking area.
You're like, nah, I paid for this, man.
This is all mine.
Man, I can't wait to go to Dodger Stadium and give them all my money.
Yeah, I do miss Dodger Stadium.
When I'm in town, we play the Rockies that weekend.
Well, that's fun.
Mm-hmm.
That's a nice experience. It's like there's a lot of parts that I don't miss about Los Angeles and some that I do. One that I go into Dodger games. When you're in the shade there on a nice day, it's just guaranteed good time. Like, there ain't nothing wrong going to happen. It's fantastic. Yeah, but, you know, as opposed to one of my buddies was in Florida this week, and he sent us a picture. He went and saw the Tigers fucking lose to the Rays, and he showed us that dome stadium that they play in, whatever that piece of shit.
Dump.
Jesus Christ. What? Have some fucking pride. Shut your team down.
They play in like a Costco. Like a Costco, essentially. It's just like a warehouse.
It's an old mall. They bought an old mall and gutted it. And then now it's a baseball stadium. Fucking.
It's a dump.
I understand why in some of these hot climates they have to have a dome. But dome baseball is not worth paying money to go see. It's atrocious.
Man.
It is so terrible to go watch.
You gotta be outside.
You do. You feel like you're in a fucking Costco. You gotta be outside. It's the whole point of baseball. Baseball is outside stuff. I can understand football. But baseball, no. Some of these teams are
the mounds.
Some of these teams are getting just horrible attendance records. Those teams like that where people have really lost interest in the team and they don't put any money into the team, there's just, you'll see these shots and you're put on MLB Network on a day game and there's like 67 people at a fucking game.
It's like deserted.
If you're a player, it's got to feel so bad, because as a low-level comedian, I understood what it was like to show up to a show. You worked really hard to make everyone laugh, and then there's fucking two people there, and you're like, oh, fuck, well, this is the job.
You're like, cool, how's everyone doing in the back?
How's everyone doing, you guys that are right there? I've sat down at tables before and just done my whole set. I'm like, usually you're the only four people here. I'm just going to sit with you and do my whole set. So disheartening.
Yeah, we're spoiled. Dodger Stadium's spoiled, especially now with Ohtani. Every game's like practically sold out.
Right. Yeah, because you can always see something cool. Also, your lineup is spectacular. There's all kinds of fun shit on there. So you get to see stars. That's the other thing is nationally recognized base MLB stars are not – there's not like a ton of them where just anyone off the street who doesn't follow the team but still wants to go out and see a local baseball game. Like, you know who Ohtani is. You know who Mookie Betts is. You're blessed to get to see those type of players.
Dude, you need to start doing parlay bets with Ohtani and Mookie. Just do like Mookie single, Ohtani double. Just keep doing those little cheap $2 bets.
You like that pattern?
He's just he's cleaning up on doubles and home runs right now. Ohtani leads every major offensive category in the major leagues.
Mookie single, Ohtani double.
Yeah, or like even like Mookie double, Mookie home run. Same with Freeman. You can't go wrong with any of those top three guys in the lineup.
I like that. I mean, if I'm going to watch a game, I'm putting money on it. That's my policy. So next time I pop on a Dodger game, I'll throw a couple.
But Ohtani's like, he's just hitting doubles like crazy right now. Doubles and home runs.
Great. Because he started out semi-cold. He wasn't fully healed, though.
Yeah. And then now he's on fire.
Also, he's probably a little distracted that his scam artist translator guy somehow got himself $250 million in the hole.
That guy rules, dude. He's like, yeah, I went to UC Irvine. And they're like, no, you didn't. Like,
he's great. He's such a hustler.
He's like, yeah, I worked for the Boston Red Sox. They're like, no, you didn't. It just shows, but you just lie on a resume. No one gives a fuck.
It's fabulous. And he did. He lost like a ton of money. And I believe the quote was something to the effect of, yeah, I guess I'm not that good at gambling. He told
the bookie that.
come to find out, I don't understand how gambling works.
Yeah, I think he's getting like 5 years or something like that.
that's not very cool. I mean, the cool run really ends.
Although you know he's getting taken care of for falling on that sword.
Oh, sure.
He's getting taken care of. Just serve the 5 years, you come out, you have a house, you're hanging out.
Yeah, I suppose I would do that. If it wasn't a super bad prison, if it was like Fed type.
Yeah,
prison.
He's going to some white collar shit or something probably. He'll probably only serve 2.5, if that.
I'd do that. I need to fall on someone's sword for him. That sounds like a good deal. Because you don't have to work for 5 years. If you've got a TV and a gym and tennis courts or something, one of those white ass collar places, then.
Yeah,
couldn't be that bad. Maybe get a driving range in there. Give me a driving range, I'm all set. I'll go about play in the yard. You got the whole day to yourself to read and just enjoy life.
Yeah, just better yourself, you know. Come out with a degree.
I always said that forever, and I wanted to do it, and I never did. I just wanted to start looking up high end jobs and make a fake resume, lie about where I went to school, my degree. And just start applying for jobs and see if I could get an interview for something that I have no qualifications for whatsoever. Like Kramer in Seinfeld, who gets he's taking care of business. He doesn't do anything at work, but he goes to this job. I really think that because a lot of places, they don't check. It's such a big hassle to check and see if you actually went to the school. And it costs like $100-some to get that. To get the school to look up if you actually went there and got a degree and what it was. So I don't see why. Maybe I'll do that this week. I'll send a couple out.
You should, dude.
Like, I don't know, like a, what's a big company? Like a M&M Mars type of thing that makes Pedigree dog food and they make all the candy bars, like a big company that's so big that maybe I could just sneak in there and they'll just, and whatever they ask me to do can't be that bad. Just think up some new ideas about dog food innovation or stuff. I'm a smart guy. I could think about like a beer company, what have you. Anything that sells a product, man. I can improve on the products there with the creativity of my noggin. And then maybe
Try to get in on like Topo Chico or something, you know, whoever runs that shit.
Right. Or you don't
It's like we need more bubbles, dude.
Yeah.
Just more bubbles. Just do that. We call it extra bubbly. Charge it for an extra 50 cents. It'll be good.
Dude, that's a great idea. Extra bubbly Topo Chico would fly off the fucking shelves.
Profits would soar through the roof.
Because it's already the most bubbliest. If you put extra bubbles in that, shit. Shake that up, kill it.
In my opinion, the mineral agua has more bubbles. I prefer that one, if I'm completely honest.
Okay. Well, I'll give it a taste test. I do have that at my local big box store. I should give that a whirl.
I think the bubbles are more aggressive, which I like.
What's the soda pop that I like there? That comes in the mandarin, the lime, the red. What's the Mexican?
That's the same brand.
Yeah.
It's the same brand.
Right. But I can't remember what
God
the
damn it.
But those are like I almost always get one when I go grocery shopping, and I throw it in the bottom of the fridge in the little drink area, and I save that shit for like a Sunday that I wake up a little touched or whatever. That is medicine.
Fuck, what's the name of it? I know exactly what you're talking about. I like the fruit punch one. That one's not too bad.
Nah, fruit punch one's good, man. But anything red goes. El Frutero, maybe that's the name.
Yeah. I had a dude I used to work with. He bought a bunch of them, and he had the guava one. And I remember, like, I didn't feel that tight that day, and he, like, drank it, and he looked at me. He's like, damn, this tastes like pussy. And I was like, I'm going to throw up. I was like, get away from me, dude.
That's not a good flavor for when it's not what it is.
And then he said the same thing, like, a week later about the Kearns guava, like, in a can, that brand Kearns. And I was like, ugh.
I just don't see how that's possible, but maybe it's, you know, different things take.
I was like, you make me sick, dude.
So what does he think pussy tastes like guava? Is that what he thinks? Or is it one of those weird things?
I don't know.
Is it like a cilantro?
He was a cool guy. He would just say like a lot of weird shit.
Maybe he had like the cilantro thing where he thinks cilantro tastes like soap. Guava juice tastes like pussies. You know,
you're saying this as you're making Doc Rivers a steak. Like,
he's
God damn it.
He's ripping through a Twinkie, like a box of Twinkies. Like, these Twinkies taste like dog shit. I'm like, what are you talking about? Exactly, like dog shit. It's just it's something twisted in his brain.
Twinkies. Twinkies are so good, dude.
Dude, I wanted to buy a fucking ribeye today.
Should have, man.
Those prices are out of control.
How much is one?
It's not insane, but it's like $14.99 a pound for a good one when it's not on sale. On sale, if they have like a ribeye or strips for, I go as high as $12.99 a pound. I'll pay $12.99 for a 1.5 pound steak for myself, like a nice thick.
Okay. Big one.
But once they get up into that $15.99, $17.99, which happens now, I can't do it. I got leg quarters instead. Chicken leg quarters. That's fucking. But they were 99 cents a pound. I just can't justify it. I'll bake a whole cookie sheet of those things till the skin's crispy, and now I just got chicken. Just a bunch of chicken, and it's basically free. Oh,
I've been living off of the Bombay Indian frozen meals. Those are like hands down the best frozen meal you could get in your life.
That's fascinating.
It's so good. The Bombay ones, they come in like a pink. The pink is the chicken tikka masala, that's the purple one, and then the pink one is butter chicken, and the butter chicken goes so hard. You pop holes in it, cook it for 7 minutes.
See,
it's a real good time.
I've had the Bombay. Bombay are fantastic. This is hashtag not sponsored. I ate 4 of these a fucking week, easy. The Deep brand.
Okay.
Deep tikka masala. They're fucking spicy, and it's got 25 grams of protein in it. That rice is incredible. It tastes just like restaurant. It's $4.99 for one of these things. I figured.
That's what I'm saying.
I was going to this Thai restaurant all the time getting curries. I was going to the Indian restaurant getting whatever. And it's like by the time you get out of there, 20-some, 30 bucks, these motherfuckers are $4.99. And they're all natural ingredients. They're good. They're like decent brands. This is the way, man. It's shocking that you're also into this.
Yeah, dude. I've been living off of those, and I buy like my naan bread for $1.99 for a 3-pack, and I get 3 different things of hummus, and I'm chilling.
Yeah, I'll tell you though, my microwave is fucking ripe with cumin and curry flavors. That thing, I don't think it's ever gonna recover to any other scent than be the amount I've been just beating on it with these things. Then last night I found one that was like a coconut spicy lime Thai chicken.
Ooh.
You know. But I figured out these are the way to go. If you're going to eat frozen food, buy a quality brand like this Deep or the what's it called? What's it?
Bombay.
Similar packaging. I guarantee you, if you got both, they're right there. And yeah, I've been ripping through all these. They're good. It's not like buying a banquet Salisbury steak salt fake shit. This is actually real chicken.
No, because it looks like it's like chicken thighs that you could see that is like it's been chopped up. It's not like cubed or anything.
Right.
I'm like, oh, this is like real chicken. Even my cousin, she's like real picky. She got some, and she's like, this is like the best frozen meal I've ever had in my life.
That's what I'm saying. I'm so happy that you like this, because I talk ad nauseum to people about like, I'm eating these are really fucking good. I'm telling you, I used to make my own tikka masala from scratch, or I'd buy the jar or whatever, and it's a whole to-do to make all the rice and shit. For $5, this is beep, beep, beep. And if I'm hungry, I'll make two. Man. $10. Done.
Seven minutes. Done.
It's incredible. Incredible. Hey, what do you think about the new Kanye porno venture? Have you heard about this?
There's a new porno?
Well, Kanye says that he's starting his own porn company, like a Pornhub or something.
That's sick.
But it's just going to be like,
I'm going to apply. I'm going to do that CEO thing you're talking about. Try to get me a gig.
Yay, porno. That's what you got to reach out, Gnarly. You got to.
Well, dude, Pornhub's banned in Texas.
Is it really?
Yeah, dude.
What? Is all porno
banned? Yeah, I'm on X videos, but Pornhub is banned.
Why just Pornhub?
Because this fucking state's up its ass.
That seems like the Coca-Cola of the most regulations. That's your standard.
I go to log in and there's like this huge spiel about like state laws and shit, and I was like, I'm gonna kill myself.
I was
like, what are we doing?
I have an ex-girlfriend who lives overseas, and she's in Asia somewhere. And she was complaining to me the other day about how there's no porno there. And, you know, she's married and she's like, I need porno. It's like, sometimes I just need porno. There's no porno. You can't buy anything. It's all illegal. There is absolutely nothing on the internet for me to spark my imagination. Damn. And it's torturing me.
You need to get a VPN.
Right.
That sucks.
Yeah. But, I mean, think of how much more you'd get done.
It happened, like, maybe a month ago. Because I remember at work, I kept asking people. They'd come sit at the bar. I'm like, hey, man, did you hear the news? And they're like, what? I'm like, Pornhub? And they're like, you motherfucker. They're like, yeah.
That's called someone in the government didn't get money for something that they wanted to. And they shut it down. It's always the reason. If there's other porn sites and they don't have Pornhub, it's because there was a money issue that wasn't satiated.
That, or I think content creators in Texas like weren't paying taxes or something. That might have something to do with it.
Yeah.
I don't fucking know.
Definitely possible. Definitely possible.
But it's tragic either way. But Xvideos is up and running still, so that's cool.
There you go. I have a lot of buddies who like Xvideos.
It's better. It's like not as sleek. Like the layout, which I like, it's very like, I'm not supposed to be doing this.
Yeah, it's stuff, it's, you're not supposed to see this. This is like...
Pornhub's like the mall.
Pornhub is the mall. It's for the amount that everyone has been exposed to pornography at this point, stuff like Pornhub is just like, it's so glossy. There's the humanity is taken out of it.
Yeah.
You know, there's... Unless you do it
right. I don't like... They look happy.
You want to see, like, you want to walk into a trailer and see some some hot wife, you know, getting it on.
You need rent money?
Yeah, and you want it to be real. I want you to really be doing this for your rent money. On Pornhub, you can tell it's fake. I want to know.
You got caught shoplifting.
Yeah. Certainly, there has
those
to be.
Ones are always wild. I don't watch those. I just read the description. I'm like, wow, dude.
Yeah, it's always like, what's the real undertones of this? What is the kink that someone's satiating? I suppose they need it.
Rape.
No. It's just you did something and I'm going to blackmail you unless you do what I want, which Jesus is something you Christ. Don't want to want. That's not enjoyable for me.
Nah, that's not cool, man.
Oh, man.
I like watching that. The happy couples.
Right. Oh, no. This chick really doesn't want to do this. Oh, man, that's my kind of thing. What does that say about you? I don't know.
No, man, I like watching love.
Right. You want everyone to be having a good time, and and you want them to want to be there. You don't want to watch an entertainer that, whether they're acting or not.
I
want to
see you guys kiss.
Yeah, kiss. I want you to kiss. I want the kiss to be real. Smooches.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to go back to. It's like, oh, man, I can only watch kissing now. That's my thing. Mwah.
Hell yeah, dude. Classic.
There's a brand new episode of Cards. If you're a subscriber to the Patreon, episode 58. It's become an entire debaucherous world. And if you like this show and you want to see things taken even further, you'll enjoy the Cards program. Also, if you zip over to Pizza Nacho 69 on my Instagram, you can find a link for the piece on Mobb Deep's The Infamous that I wrote for American Water. It's great. It's very long. If you're a super rap nerd, music nerd, and a nerd for Mobb Deep type of things, and you appreciate me going on long tangents about deep cuts and in Michigan rap or South Central Cartel, if you even know what that is, you'll love this piece on the infamous Mobb Deep. Quick little plug. Now, let's do some Power Tube. I watched The Beekeeper last weekend, which with Jason Statham, it finally was $2.99 on Amazon Prime to rent. I gave it a whirl. Mwah. Couldn't say enough nice things about it, Gnarly. It's
yeah, check it out.
It's basically John Wick, except for if his bees were fucked with instead of his dog.
Someone fucks with his bees.
They fuck with his bees, and he doesn't like that. And Jason Bee gets super steamed, and I'm not spoiling anything. He gets really mad and has to do bad things to people. It's
hell yeah, dude.
It's fucking great. It's everything I would want in an action movie. And also Fallout on Prime. What a fucking series that is. That is pure pleasure. You've been busy. I bet you didn't even get into Fallout yet, did you, Gnarly?
Nah, man. I'm still on my Once Upon a Time Rosemary's Baby loop.
Well, there you go. I think we do this every month or so, and every time I'm like, what you watching? Rosemary's Baby. Still?
I'm in an eBay battle right now to get that Time magazine cover, the Is God Dead from Rosemary's Baby that they show in there.
Yeah.
I'm trying to come up on that and get it framed, nice glass and wooden.
Dude, that'd be nice for the new crib. Put that in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Can't
be. Yeah, I'm
that.
Watching those right now. And I threw in the Monday Night Beers chat. I'm looking at a bunch of Afghan war rugs that I want to get too.
Dude, that's so fun because you're kind of a decorator nerd like I am. When you get a brand new spot, and like the last place you were in, you were cohabitating. So there's a lot of, it's not always all your stuff. But when you get a new crib and you can just do whatever the fuck you want with it, that's when you can get into some weird stuff like Time Magazine Rosemary's Baby covers. And this is going to go
It's going to be sick, dude.
This is going to go in the restroom.
She's going to hang out.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely absolutely fucking the way to go. The rugs, you get your fucking sick ass rug. You can make a like a Western motif in there too. You get a
I'm trying to do this whole Iraqi Desert Storm vibe, man. Because those rugs, one of them, I'm looking at the Twin Towers on it, and the planes going into it, and AKs everywhere, and tanks and shit. It looks tight.
No one has ever said I'm going for a Desert Storm motif. Well, I got a bunch of mid-century modern in here. But then in the other part of the house, all Desert Storm motif. We got Norman Schwarzkopf.
Yeah, I found this photo. There's this huge Saddam Hussein hand-woven Iraqi rug. It's on eBay for like $3,000.
Shit.
I was like, damn, maybe if I could clean up their credit card a little bit, I'll pull the trigger on that.
It's from his palace, too. It's like he used to have that.
That's what I'm hoping. That's what I'm hoping for.
$30,000 Saddam Hussein fucking rug.
Sick.
It seems like a DJ Khaled would have that in his foyer or something.
Yeah, man, eBay's got a bunch of cool rugs. Just type in Iraq, man.
If you're looking for a Saddam Hussein rug, just go to eBay. Type in Iraq. You're going to find one. $30,000. Done. Done.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do some power tunes. My song of the week is For Emma by Bon Iver. Just a nice chill song that I was enjoying while I was writing at the coffee shop while I was having a mango iced tea. And
oh, that sounds bomb.
Yeah, mango iced tea, Bon Iver on, fucking For Emma. It just really, really makes me feel good and happy inside song. What you been listening to, Gnarly?
Today I was running Weezer Blue Album, dude. I actually went back to that for a little bit.
Wow. That's fun.
Yeah. And then another song I've been putting on the jukebox at work when I can tell everyone's just like in a party vibe is You Only Get What You Give by the New Radicals.
Sure. I got no problem with that.
That song, when that shit comes on in a bar and everyone's wasted, just having a good time, people start singing along.
You're absolutely correct.
Start dancing. It's a fucking banger.
You're absolutely correct. There's certain songs from that era that hit different in a bar when people are having fun, and it's like one that it's just the perfect time for it. Even songs like
takes everybody back to that era.
Even songs like A Closing Time by Semisonic, like you wouldn't put that on in your car or in the middle of the day just at home, but certain songs like that. They hit different. What is that? Steal My Sunshine by Len. That same fucking thing, man. It's just, I don't know. Where you been hiding, song?
Classic.
That's when shots happen. Song like that hits, bang. Time for shots.
Time for bruised pussies.
Yeah, let's get some BPs up in this bitch. Gnarly, I'm going to let you get off to work. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, man. And as always.
Of course, we'll have you back. Hashtag not sponsored by Frozen Indian Cuisine here at the Power Moves program.
Yeah, man. Bombay.
All right. Blessings to you. Congratulations with the new bartending gig. And, you know, don't let them slut you around town. You put up some boundaries. Tell them that penis is...
I want to be loved, man.
Loved and or sugar mama who's going to provide you with the... With like a...
Do you find me a bitch I could take back home?
Yeah, you got to get your Texas queen, baby. Nothing wrong with that. Texas girls.
My time here is temporary. 2 years tops and I'm heading back home.
No, you know, that's a nice way to look at it. You just...
Maybe.
Or maybe you don't. But
Depends. I'm just sitting right there 2 years.
Yeah, just say this isn't forever. And then you're going to go off. I mean, shit. Your age, I was... Fuck it. I'm going to this place. I moved to this place. I don't give a fuck.
You got man. I was thinking about hitting up DeRosa and be like, yo, can I bartend at Joey Rose's, man? I'll come move to New York for a bit.
Dude, fucking, that'd be beautiful. That'd be so much fucking fun. And you can, because you get to my age, it gets a lot harder to go do that. But right now, this is your time, baby. Don't fucking sleep on it.
Yes, sir.
All right. Blessings to you, Gnarly. Blessings to you.
Yeah, man. Always.
Good to see you, brother.
Thanks for having me, man.
Really looking forward to the weekend, you guys.
Got football on TV. My girlfriend, she's sleazy. Favorite kind of beer is free. I'm just making power moves. Sipping some natty lights. Late nights and bar frights. Rocking the Winston lights. Just making power moves. Yeah, I'm making power moves. Just to a Detroit groove. All American dudes. Just making power moves. Yeah, I'm making power moves. Rocking a Detroit groove. Just some American dudes. I'm making power moves. I'm making power moves.